John, oh John, what did you say?
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I'll meet you there on the crowning day.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
The light will shine for all to see.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
It'll shine on you and me.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
Some come sick and some come lame.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
All come walking in Jesus' name.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
We'll be walking the best we can.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
Every woman and every man.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
Bury me.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
In a cedar box from a cedar tree.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
And will you dance and will you sing?
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
Gonna fly to heaven on the cedar wings.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
That's David Francie with Walking in Jerusalem from his Juno-nominated 12th album, The Broken Heart of Everything. It's another beautiful and timeless collection from the three-time Juno Award-winning singer-songwriter, who will be playing live in Ontario this fall. To chat about his music, visual art, and upcoming tour dates, we're pleased to welcome David Francie to Folk Roots Radio. It's great to be able to talk to you today, David.
Oh, you as well, John. Very much appreciated you calling. Thanks so much.
Well, I'm so pleased to see that you're actually on tour, not just in Ontario this fall. You'll also be at the Deep Roots Festival in Wolfville, Nova Scotia.
Well, yeah.
Late in September. And then I gather you have an Irish bus tour, which does sound very intriguing.
I know. When it's said like that, it sounds a wee bit sketchy, but it's actually the greatest time I have all year. I got 22 fans on a bus, and we tour around Ireland. We see beautiful things in the daytime, and then we listen to tremendous Irish music at night, every night, and it's just an absolute joy. Great time, and I just look forward to it every year, twice a year.
So. Oh, it does sound a lot of fun, and I should mention you're also going to be in Alberta and Saskatchewan in early November as well.
Yes, no better place to be than Alberta and Saskatchewan in early November. So, yeah, it'll be great. I'm really looking forward to going back out. It's just nice to get my feet wet again, John, and get back out on the road. And I really have to be careful with the amount of work I do in a row. So I'm just trying to book things in a more reasonable manner than I used to.
Well, I did notice, because I was going to call it a tour, and then I realized that these are dates are very strategically set. Now, unfortunately, you did have to take some time off, I think, in 2017 and then into 2018 to rest your voice.
Yes.
Are things going pretty well there now?
Yeah, they're getting better for sure. And, you know, I'm just, as you can imagine, the one thing I'm concerned about is maybe damaging it further. So I don't want to get leaping back into things. I lost it because I overworked myself and you know, didn't realize I was doing that because I was having a great time. But I wore my voice out. So I had to take the time off to recover. I think I've done that. So I'll just very gingerly get back into things and not go back at them at the pace I used to, which is what led to this.
Well, it's interesting you should say that because, you know, the wonderful story about your musical career is the fact that you actually didn't start performing, I think, until what, you were 45, I think, when you actually started to perform for audiences?
Yeah, I was. It's true. And that's absolutely true. I think I made up for it, though, really. We threw it awfully hard for quite a number of years, and it just took its toll in the end. But yeah, fortunately for me, it held on as long as it did, having no kind of... You know, I work up to things, just kind of dove in and went for it.
And imagine with the, you know, all the songwriting you do, I mean, it must be very hard for you to create albums. I mean, let's talk about the Broken Heart of Everything, which was, again, nominated for a Juno. But then having to tell people that, unfortunately, you're going to have to take a break from the road. And I think you had some overseas tours that you had to cancel, didn't you?
Oh, I did. It was just brutal, to tell you the truth, John. I did had the tour for the record, so that was like 50 dates, Canada, and then another probably 20 in the States, and then a tour of Britain with it, tour of New Zealand, of Australia as well. So it was crushing to cancel all that stuff. Crushing, but I had no choice. So, I'm really glad I got the album out before things went completely south. And, you know, I'm very sorry I never got to tour it properly, but I'll get to play some of the stuff anyway coming up. And that'll make up for things a bit. It was really nice to get it nominated. I thought that was kind of wonderful for not being able to tour it and all.
Well, the interesting thing is when you weren't able to get out and sing, you also went out on the road as well, though, didn't you? Because you are also a visual artist as well as a singer-songwriter, and you know, your art, if people go to the True North Gallery, you can check out some great art from David Francie. Just head to truenorth.gallery on the True North website.
Thank you.
That must have been great fun to actually get out and be able to talk about the other side of your creative endeavors.
Yeah, well, a lot of people from the music side of my life, you know, chipped in on this and, you know, and hosted the art show, you know, so I was dealing with a lot of people that I dealt with, you know, through music and become friends with over the years. So it was a really good time for me to go out and not have any kind of pressure other than the art being up on the walls. You know, get to visit everybody and then have a visit with people and sell some art. It was really, really fun and it was successful. And it was a great time and it really broke up the, you know, I was a bit in the dumps at that point because I wasn't sure what I was going to do. And that came along just at the right time, so I was very fortunate indeed. I was through Tony Gerard, and he's the man who came up with that plan.
And I think your wife is also, she's a watercolor artist, isn't she?
Oh, she's a wonderful artist. Yeah, I love my wife's art completely. I think she's brilliant, and she is a watercolorist. And she's not doing much these days because she's got chickens, so they're kind of eating up all the time these days. But yeah, she's a tremendous artist.
I just wonder, you know, you're well known as, you know, not just a singer and a songwriter, but I mean, you're as a lyricist. And I've always wondered whether you've, you know, focused on bringing your art out through spoken word as well as actually through singing. You must have done a bit of that over the years, haven't you?
Oh, well, I suppose so. I mean, you know, I do write, you know, apart from songs and everything, I do a little bit of writing, but I have this thing about that whole theory. I think that the same well that you draw from to write poetry or lyric, song lyric or songs themselves is exactly the same well you draw from to create paintings, because the feeling of creation is pretty much the same, and it's still a solitary pursuit. And then when you are done, you know, there it is, and you know it's done when it's done kind of thing. It's the same kind of sense of completion, and, you know, the fact that you can put this one to bed is the same feeling you get when you complete a song. It's the same feeling that you get when you complete a painting. So I think maybe they're drawing from the same well. It seems like it to me.
And so with the enforced time off you had to take, I mean, were you focusing on, you know, on things like, your visual art crafts, that sort of thing?
I did, yeah, a lot. What I did was I went to the barn, I carved myself a little room out in the barn, and I painted and painted and painted for months. And I was really worried about everything. I had no voice. And I thought, what am I going to do? And I thought I was going to lose my mind. So I thought the one thing to do is create, of course. And I really wasn't into the mood for writing songs, as you can well imagine. And so I just turned to the art again. And I've been doing art forever, you know, as long as I've been writing songs, I've been painting. So, it was just a nice solace to turn to. And it turned out to be the best thing I could have done, because I created a lot of work. And I felt good about all of it, and it was well received, and it ended up being a great thing to do, thanks to Tony, who just called out of the blue and said, "What are you doing? Are you doing any art?" And I was sitting in a barn with a barn full of art, and I said, "As a matter of fact, Tony, I have been painting," and that's how the whole art tour came about.
So you're heading out on tour. You're going to be in Newmarket on September the 21st, Waterloo, yes. October the 5th. You're at Hugh's Room in Toronto on the 6th. That must be a very special show for you.
Oh, it sure is, Jan. Yeah, it's kind of I spent a lot of great time in Toronto as a younger person, and I've nothing but tremendous memories. And ever since the first show we've done at Hughes, it's been packed to the walls, and it's just a joyous room for me. And I love the staff and the place. And as I said, over the years, it's been like tremendous to me. So I hope to have a great night there when we do end up there.
Now, with the time off you've had, The Broken Heart of Everything came out in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been writing new songs since then?
Yeah, you tend to do that, right? I mean, it's, no matter what you've just done, there's always another one coming. So, I'm sitting on quite a few songs actually right now, and I am just stockpiling them up, and, with the idea of doing a record when it's time, and which is probably next year, I would say.
So how does it work when you say when it's time? I mean, you've been pretty productive, 12 albums, all of the awards you've received. But is it just a case of pulling your regular players together? I know you recorded The Broken Heart of Everything at Chris Cool's cottage, I think.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, I've done three records there. So I just love recording there with the boys, and I love the boys as well. With this new record, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I might take a look at things and change it up a little bit. I really don't know yet, but I'm giving it a ton of thought, that's for sure.
Now, one of the new things that happened this year was that one of your songs was actually on a Grammy-winning bluegrass album. That must have been... I was just checking out there. A lot of people have covered your songs over the years, but it must have been pretty nice to get, Grammy nominations coming through for your music.
Oh, that was unbelievable, eh? And then, the boys, I mean, I owe everything to those boys. They picked it up. But, the McCurries have been great to me. Del McCurry, the dad... he recorded Milltowns, and that was a thrill beyond a thrill. And I saw them do it live down in Wolfboro. We were down there for the festival. All of us were performing. And I got to meet the family and the band afterwards, and I just got along like a house on fire with them. And then I met Ronnie down in Nashville, and we talked for the longest time and realized we had tons in common. And then he's never kind of... every time you have a new record out, he gets it. He wants one. And he picked that one off the first record. It's called Borderline. And he made it his own. And I just adore the version. I burst into tears when I first heard it, because it affects you that way. But I just think it's a brilliant version by brilliant musicians. And what an honor to have your song recorded by a band like that,
Yeah, certainly the Traveling McCurries album was absolutely fabulous. And again, taking home Best Bluegrass Album, which, and we should mention, I think Claire Lynch's North by South was also up. In 2016, that was also up for a Grammy for Best Bluegrass Album.
And rightly so. Yeah, that's a beautiful record too. And I was, Empty Train was the song I had on that. And I was thrilled when she picked me. I mean, the company on that record is unsurpassed. So I was really, really pleased to be in that crew. And I thought Claire did an incredible job. And I was sorry she didn't win it, but she surely could have.
So let's talk songwriting. We started off with the wonderful Walking in Jerusalem from The Broken Heart of Everything.
Oh, I do a lot of songs. I mean, that's a trad song that I used to do when I first came out of singing in public, and I was with a band called Blue Moon, and they let me sing like three songs in their set. Wonderful bunch of people, and there's Cliff, and we used to sing that one as a finale, and I thought it was a lovely finale for the record. But I mean, I write so constantly, and then and anywhere I am, I start to write. I'm fine, you know. I mean, it could be on a plane, or it could be in a car, or it could be sitting here on the couch. So it's often in the barn. I'm out in the barn a lot, so you know, I tend to sing the song. I'll get a little snatch of a song, and I'll start singing it in my head. I'll add to it as the day goes by. I'll keep the tune. I'll just keep singing it over and over and over. And then I'll get a piece of paper, write it down, and then work on it from there. And that's how I usually, you know, work things out over a period of time, you know.
What about the actual musical transmission? I mean, do you take it to the band and then sing?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, I'm a very limited musician. I can make up a melody, and I can sing a melody, and I can write a lyric, but I'm absolutely woeful on an instrument, woeful, and it's not something I'm happy about. It's just a fact of life at the moment, and probably always will be. So that's why, you know, I'm so grateful and, you know, absolutely the luckiest man on earth to know, like, Darren McMullen and Chris Cool, and especially Mark Westberg, because they're just brilliant at what they do. So what we do is we sit around and I'll say, here, boys, here's a song, and I'll sing it for them. Sometimes I'll play it, you know, in the chords, three chords I do know, but I'll sing it for them at any rate, and then somebody will pick up something, and then they all just pitch in, and then all of a sudden we created the arrangement, and then we'll fix that up, and then we'll just record it live off the floor right there and then. That's how we do it at the cottage. So here's the song, here's the arrangement, let's record it. That's how we did it.
Well, we're going to dip back into the album with a song that you suggested we should play, and that's The Flower of Colonsay. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Oh, sure. I love this song because it's about a friend of mine, and a couple of friends of mine, really. And it was a romance that didn't work. But it started on the inner Hebrides in the island of Colonsay. We went for a festival there. It was one of the best festivals I've ever been to in my life. We had a tremendously good time. The fellow I was with fell in love with the most beautiful girl from that island. And then they tried to keep a romance going through all around the world, and it just didn't work. And I thought it was a tremendous story, and it moved me to tears because I knew the people involved. And so I wrote the song up. And when I met Jen McNeil, is the girl's name, and when I met her on the ferry going over to the island, I was so taken with her, and I said to her that I was going to write a song about her. I was going to be calling it The Flower of Colonsay. She didn't believe me, but I did.
You know, I love it when you tell stories like that. That's just so wonderful.
Sorry. No, good.
Yeah, that is definitely your good. I think it's just you have a priceless way of telling stories. It's like, you're just like, oh, wow, well, that must have been so thrilling to have someone come up to you and say you're going to write a song like that.
She was a great gal. Is a great gal, and you know, it was just one of those things, John. You're sort of looking at it all unfold, and it's a story just being unfolded, and you know, well worth writing about.
Let's listen to that just now. This is David Francy with The Flower of Colonsay from his wonderful 2018 album, The Broken Heart of Everything. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
She stands there looking out to sea and turns around and looks at me. And I was in love as I could be with a flower of Colonsay. I lost my heart when I saw her there. Her beauty caught me unawares, and her laughter, bells in the evening air, was ringing out to me. And the fiddle notes fly pure and high into sparkling air, into empty sky. And I can't help but wonder what's holding you to me. Oh, I'm so in love, I'm so in love with a flower of Colonsay. I'm so in love, I'm so in love with a flower of Colonsay. And the flowers here are hidden things, sheltered from the cabin winds. Their beauty sometimes hard to find, but beauty's all I see. Now the ferry waits for the coming night and the final
dimming off the light, and I sail off like I had no time to sand and rock and sea. And the telephone and all the rest and the time apart and the wilderness, man, I feel that weight inside my chest, hard, heavy as can be. And I'm so in love, I'm so in love, I'm in love as I can be. With the fairest flower, the fairest flower, the flower of Colonsay, the flower of Colonsay. I did all I could to make it last, and when it finally came to pass, the time apart, the distance vast, finally dim from me. Oh, but I'm so in love, I'm so in love, I'm in love as I can be. With the fairest flower, the fairest flower, the flower of Colonsay, the flower of Colonsay.
That's David Francie with The Flower of Colonsay from his 2018 album, The Broken Heart of Everything. David Francie's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. He's heading out on the road. He's got dates in Ontario. He's also going to be in Alberta and Saskatchewan this fall. And then he's doing this wonderful bus tour to Ireland, which apparently he told us earlier in the interview, he is our special guest today, that he does twice a year. Those trips must be so much fun because the people that go on them, David, I imagine are people who obviously really love your music, but, you know, just have a real, you know, feel for getting out and enjoying other, you know, other countries, other cultures, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, you hit the nail on the head, John, exactly that. And the thing is, it ranges from people who never left their town and to people who, you know, traveled the world. But the one thing in common is this love of music and this love of Ireland and, you know, just wanting to discover the place. And I was the same way, you know. And I loved Irish music since the first I ever heard Planxty in 73. And my mind just a bit exploded when I heard that record. And I never looked back from there. So I've loved it all ever since then. I love it now to this day. And I've met tons of Irish musicians that I can't wait to introduce people to. You know, they're so great, and they really are. And you know, the country's kind of unbeatable to look at. And it's just been a great time. And you're right, the people that come on it are fascinating folks. And I've made some, you know, lifelong friends off the tour. There's no doubt about that. Like more than one. So it's a wonderful thing for me.
I should mention there's also an Alaskan cruise with David Francie, I think, in 2020. Is that right?
There is, and I can't really fill you in on that one because I don't know much about it. I just signed on to the crew and just thought, that sounds good, and I'll maybe closer to the time I'll be able to tell you a little bit more about it, John.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. So you're going to be on tour. We mentioned earlier you have dates in Ontario. You're playing in Newmarket, Waterloo, and at Hughes Room in Toronto. You've also got the festival, the Deep Roots Festival in Wolfville, Nova Scotia, and then the Alberta and Saskatchewan dates. Tell us a little bit about the shows, who's playing with you this time.
Well, it's been a bit of a mixed bag, you know, because everybody I know is off still working in music or something. So, but I'm very fortunate in down east. I've got Mark Westberg again. So, you know, Mark is just, he and I have toured, you know, years and years together, and, you know, he's off in PEI I live in now, so, you know, off the road, and I'm very fortunate to have him there. He's a partner with Catherine McClellan, so Catherine's going to be at the festival as well, so I get to have Mark as my accompanist there. And I've got a great friend down there named Tara Spencer, a tremendous writer, and hopefully maybe get a couple of songs out of her. That'd be great. And then up in Newmarket, I'm hoping it's going to be Rich Burnett, and I'm trying very hard to get the third person, so I'm pretty sure I'll have it together by then.
Oh, I'm sure. It's always great to see you. I mean, the people that play with you at all the times I've seen you play are always top-notch performers. You know, as a show, if I asked you for the 30 seconds, can't imagine there'll be too many people listening to this radio show that don't know who David Francie is, but tell us a little bit about 30 seconds, what people can expect when they come to a David Francie show.
Well, I'll always mix up the songs. I don't usually do like all the songs off a new record or anything like that. I never really have, except for the odd occasion. So a mix of songs from old and new, and It's been a while since I've been playing, so I'm very happy to play them again and approaching them with a ton of joy. And usually there's a introduction to each song that sometimes is longer than the song itself, because my songs tend to be about 3 minutes or under. But sometimes the introduction can go a wee bit longer than that, but at least it's often a little bit humorous, and it's always fun to meet everybody at the shows. I love hanging around after the show and meeting folk and collecting the stories, because that's where the songs come from as well.
Oh, absolutely, and certainly, bearing in mind cruises and bus tours in your life, it's great that you enjoy sharing your musical gift with so many people. That's just an absolutely fabulous thing. I should mention, if people want to keep up to date with the dates for David Francy, go to his website, davidfrancy.com. You can actually sign up for his mailing list. And I think your wife, Beth, actually looks after that side of things,
yeah,
doesn't she?
Boy, she's going to like you, John. I got to tell you, you mentioned that mailing list. I'm always supposed to mention it at shows, and I always forget. So thank you very much. Yes, yeah, she does a great job in the newsletter. It doesn't bother you too much, and it comes, it's sporadically a year. It's always entertaining, never too long, and it'll keep you updated on what we're doing.
Well, absolutely, and then you get to hear about the chickens and family and shows, too. So, it's a great thing.
And sometimes a bit of music, thrown in there with the chickens. And it's Beth's domain, so she has free reign, so to speak.
It's always a great pleasure to talk to you. Now, we're going to finish with another song from The Broken Heart of Everything. This is one of my favorite songs. Lonely Road, which is just an absolutely beautiful song. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Yeah, this is, as I said before, John, I blew my voice out because I spent too much time on the road doing too many shows. And so consequently, I spent an awful lot of time finishing tours and then driving home to Beth, usually pretty long distances at times. So, coming along Highway 7, I drove it so many times, and I wrote the song on Highway 7, just driving along and looking at that road unfold and knowing that, just down a gravel road, I was going to see exactly what I wanted at the end of that lonely road. And I just thought of Beth and wrote the song, and she really loved it. And, I was away all the time at that point. So, I was really missing her a lot, but since I've been home for the last, 2 years or so, I think you'll be hearing too many of those coming out of me, so let's enjoy that one while you have it.
that's great. Well, it is a beautiful song, and it's lovely.
Thank you. I really love it. And I was really pleased because the McDades did it, and they recorded that song, and I just love that band. And so I'm awfully thrilled by that, too.
This is David Francy with Lonely Road from The Broken Heart of Everything. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And David, have fun with the tour dates coming up and the Irish bus tour. I got to say, got to plug the Irish bus tour. If you want to go cruising with David Francy in Alaska, go to davidfrancy.com. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, thanks, Jan. It's been great to crew with you today. I really enjoyed it, as always. And thanks for everything you do. It's so invaluable to all of us. And I know you don't get the due you should, but thanks a lot for everything.
Sun comes up and the sun goes down, sky and prairie and another town. The broken line's a stuttered code, no sign ahead, just a lonely road. Headlights and the skewed rear view, 1,000 miles or more from you, where the 18-wheelers haul their loads, no sign ahead, just a lonely road. Streets off heaven are paved with gold, and the road to hell is paved with souls. Someone loves me, this I know, somewhere down the lonely road. Dark at night, the headlights shine, reminders of what's left behind. The wipers sweep, the taillights glow, no sign ahead, just a lonely road. Me, I just have home in Maine. What's hard ahead gets left behind. North of seven is rock and snow and a gravel ride on a lonely road. Streets of heaven are paved with gold and the road to hell is paved with souls. And someone loves me, this I know, somewhere down the lonely road. Streets of heaven are paved with gold and the road to hell is paved with souls. Someone loves me, this I know, somewhere down the lonely road. Somewhere down the lonely road. Somewhere down the lonely road.